Looking for the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah,
we've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the Sports Zone.
I want to win that championship tonight, but I want to win it clean. Old-time hockey. Geez, Toe Blake, Dick Clapper, Eddie Shore, those guys were the greats.
I saw that hole-in-one on a par four. That's got to be some kind of record, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, I got a hockey record. I took my skate off and tried to stab somebody. I'm the only guy who ever did that.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Time to give away a golfer. It's the Masters Week. That's right, folks. It all kicks off coming up on Thursday. We'll have Major Pain in the Butt coming up here at 1:30. Right now, all you have to be is caller number 12, 801-575-ZONE, 801-575-ZONE. It's a UNA Golf Major Golf Giveaway. Lloyd will assign you a golfer randomly. If your golfer ends up winning the Masters, then you will win the same brand of driver that golfer uses. We will be giving away a driver. So we'll go 1 through 26 in the World Golf Rankings. So 26 people will get one of the 26 top golfers, and then somebody will get the rest of the field. So somebody's walking away with a driver before this is all said and done. All brought to you by UNA Golf. Let's go.
Very cool.
Another Frank Saravalli bomb. Apparently, just tweeting out, I guess Saravalli bombs are a thing. He said, sources say Coyotes players have been informed that there is something of a, quote, verbal agreement in place to relocate to Salt Lake City. But we've received pushback on that characterization of talks. Nonetheless, this is well down the track. Let's see what happens next. And again, remember, Frank's going to join us coming up today at 2:05. Who knows what he's going to have at 2:05 at that point? Because every moment, it seems like there's something else that he's that seems to be brewing. But Hans, let's go.
Well, just retweeting that and letting people know that he's going to join us at 2. So you're going to want to make sure that you listen in for Frank at 2:05. I think that, you know, as things are continuing to tumble downhill right now, I mean, it feels like it's happening in live time a little bit, even though I think that we're about a week away from the actual announcement. These things are starting to leak on the inside. And when you start to get rumblings from the inside like this, that means things are really heating up. And I can tell you as a former professional player that I felt like I was always on the rocks. I mean, even in the AFL, even if my AFL times, and I was solid in the AFL and I knew my job was solid in the AFL. AFL teams were not solid.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I paid really close attention to as an athlete, an older athlete that had family, I had kids at the time, is what ownership I'll be under, where I'm going to be playing, what area I'll be in, those types of things make a really big difference for these guys. So when you're starting to hear from players or equipment managers or assistant GMs or anything from a front office secretary that knows that they might either be out of a job or relocating to Salt Lake City,
yeah,
that means that it's starting to get to each of those staff members and players. So when that noise gets loud, like it's starting to get, those guys are hearing it. And I'll tell you what, I didn't play my professional ball in the time of Twitter, and I'm really glad I didn't, because every time a tweet came across my desk or my phone or my tweet machine, I would be calling somebody, my agent.
Yeah.
I would be calling one of the assistant coaches that I got to be good friends with, and I know that he knows the hubbub, and I can promise you everybody on that Coyote roster right now who is just a mere few days away from the end of this 2024 season, they're on the phone. And they're trying to figure out what is going on.
Yeah, I mean, look, these are some of these guys are, you know, single dudes that it doesn't really impact their lives that much. But then there's other guys that have family, that have kids, and they're going to be like, you know, am I uprooting my kids? Are we going to a different school? You know, and it's not even those guys. It's their wives that are on Twitter like, hey, do we need to find, do we have to sell our house or are we moving to Salt Lake City? Like, what's going on? He's like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Well, we got to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and
there's a bit of a panic.
There's a level of stress there that's got to be crazy.
So when Frank tweets out, which he did just a few minutes ago, Frank Savali, when he tweeted out, sources say Yotes players have been informed that something of a verbal agreement is in place to relocate to Salt Lake City. That's an overwhelming amount of the players that are calling it on a front office situation. And they're like, we're seeing this everywhere. Now, they've got to worry a little bit about these final three games or two games or whatever they've got left, but not really, because there isn't postseason ramifications. And I'm wondering, where am I going to be? And so I'll bet that there was kind of a flooding of players saying, what is going on, man? How crazy is this? Where are we headed? I can't believe that this is the conversation. And I'll bet there was some formal conversation to the player saying, hey, everybody just relax, calm down. And you also need to understand that this is very much in the works, and this is probably the likelihood. So you can start the plan this way. But my guess is they've had an overwhelming amount of players that are insisting on some type of information. Are we staying here? What's going on with ownership? Why do we keep hearing about Salt Lake City? Okay, everybody come in this room, or here's an email. Or I doubt they'll do a – they wouldn't put a paper trail on it, would be my guess.
Yeah.
It would be some type of unrecordable Zoom meeting or a team meeting where they just sat them down, because it's easy to get a team meeting together right now. And sat him down and said, these are the likelihoods.
So let's circle back here and kind of give you a lot of reporting going on. Frank Servalli will join us coming up at 2:05. We'll chat with him. Jason Gamondora, who is on our sister station down in Phoenix, radio host. He's been there forever. He's been on top of this as well. And then I've talked to a few people as well down in the Phoenix area about this. And here's kind of the layout of what we're looking at, is that the NHL has essentially told the ownership group of the Phoenix Coyotes, we've had it. What's going on down there is not sustainable. We can't just wait until June 27th and hope you win this land auction. And then all the other infrastructure and hurdles and legal mumbo jumbo that's going to go along with it, we can't have you in a 4,500 seat venue for the next 3 to 4 years. While you try to figure out what's going on here. This is not sustainable. We've let this thing go on way too long. And in the midst of all of this, Ryan Smith and the Smith Entertainment Group have built an infrastructure in place that said, here's what we can do for you right now. Here's our work with the legislature. We've got all the funding in place. We're going to have this built, and we can house it in the Delta Center right now. And then in 2 years, we'll have this facility. And they have laid out everything perfectly for the NHL. So this is essentially what appears to be that's being proposed to by the NHL to the Phoenix group, saying you either find a new venue that's suitable for the NHL, as in next season, whether, you know, whatever you can find, you better find something, because you're not going back to that college arena, or you can just sell it outright to Ryan Smith, or you can sell it to Ryan Smith and go get your land deal done, and then we'll give you an expansion team here in the next 2 or 3 years. But what's going on right now is not going to happen in 2024 and 2025. That is not going to work. So it may not be a flat-out ultimatum, but it's an ultimatum. Either you know what or get off the pot.
Yeah.
But you can't keep doing what you're doing. It's not a good look for you. It's not a good look for our league. We look like a Mickey Mouse organization right now. This has got to change. And they are forcing the hand of the ownership group of the Phoenix Coyotes to essentially make a move here. And it looks like, as of right now, the tea leaves are saying that a move to Salt Lake City is well within the works.
I also want to point out that I don't think that the potential new owner of this NHL organization, I don't think he would send out a tweet about rebranding or renaming the team without having that exact idea in mind. I think that there will be full intention to change the name.
Oh, yeah.
And to rebrand away from, you know, the Coyote on ice holding a hockey stick. And I know he's, what he's doing is asking for a name just to start the buzz. I think he's already probably got the name in mind. And, you know, I'm sure that there's some mock-ups and some ideas out there. My guess is he's already got the name. Yeah, I've got the names that I would love to see, and they're all historical references to the state of Utah. You know, I would have loved the Seagulls or the Gulls. I'd love the Pioneers. I think that there's some really cool references to how this valley was founded and the interest of it that I would love to see. But my guess is he's probably going to do something ice related, and he'll have his best team on it.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll be the Coyotes when it
if
this is actually done.
I think it'll be a lot like the Cleveland Browns situation when they pulled the team away from Cleveland and went to Baltimore, where they said, you get to keep your history, your colors, your logo. And then when they gave the Browns back, they were able to just inherit that, all their history back. And I think that's what they'll do. They'll say, look, you're going to sell that team to Ryan Smith. And Ryan will essentially build, now he'll have the roster in place, but it'll essentially be like an expansion team in terms of branding and logos and all that other stuff. You get to keep the Coyote name, the logo, the history, all of that stuff. It can stay with you, and then they can build something new in Salt Lake City. All right, Hans and Scotty, Tim's with us, RGS Exteriors. Hey, you know what we haven't talked about, Tim, is rain gutters. And people have gotten out of the winter, and there might be some damage, or they may have escaped some damage. But either way, those ice dams can create problems. And people are like, okay, you know what? It's April now. I'm going to get this addressed so that when fall comes around, I'll be ready. But then all of a sudden, October comes and you're not ready. You know, you and I were just talking like, hey, football is going to be here before you know it. And fall and winter is going to be here before you know it. And so let's just get on top of it right now, get it taken care of.
I know we tend to always procrastinate everything, right? We'll just do it later. We kick the can down the road. We all do that. But you're dead on. There's no better time than now to get out and just look at it. Walk around, check out your gutters, look at them, see if there's anything that looks bad. But yeah, we're happy to help out with gutters, whether it's replacement of gutters, whether it's fixing a leak, whether it's putting the covers on so you never have to clean your gutters again, which is an absolute nightmare. Or go back to the ice melting systems. If you did have ice dams, we can control that. So really anything with the gutters. And I think that's kind of my personal passion, just because that's what I did as an installer my entire life. Since I was 14 years old, I was on the roof with my dad installing gutters. And I did that for a long, long, long time. And so I love the gutter aspect of the business. The siding's the fun and the sexy thing. And that's what the fun stuff to look at. But the gutters are kind of my bread and butter personally.
That's your favorite part? That's where you started.
Well, it's what I know the best, right? I mean, we've got an amazing guys that run our siding department, and we're you know, really the number one exterior company in Utah for a lot of reasons. Which, by the way, off tangent, but we didn't even talk about this. We just found out last night we won 3 Best of State awards.
Oh, nice.
So, very cool. So we now have won a total of 17. So we've won 17 Best of State awards in the state of Utah for exterior.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, it's pretty awesome. We won in a couple different categories this year. So yeah, it's kind of – but going back to, you know, we're the highest-rated siding company, but gutters is kind of my blood.
I want you to give them a call, 801-280-3110. That's 801-280-3110. Just think about the exterior of your home. Is there a project out there that you need? You got some beehives that are forming underneath some soffit, and you're sick of it because there's cracks and gaps. Do you have an issue with your siding popping off with the cold weather and some of the moisture getting underneath it? Is your stucco cracking and breaking up? You're just sick of the stucco. Look, I am so sick of the stucco. Look, I'm so glad I didn't put stucco on my home. And you want to change? This is where it starts. Come in and get it in the software. Take a look at what it would look like with this change by coming into RGS?
Look, it just takes that phone call. Just call us. Let us come out and take a look at it. And then really from there, it's all no pressure. The guys are going to come out. They're going to give you some options. And then we'll talk budget with you. And then we'll say, look, for the budget you have, we can do this. For the budget that you have here, we probably can't do what you want, but we can do this. And we'll work it out. Don't be afraid. That's one thing, advice I'd give homeowners. Don't be afraid if you've got a contractor that you truly trust to give them your real budget. Nobody does. They tell them they're planning on spending 20, but they tell the contractor 10 because they know that's what the budget is going to be. Look, our price is our price is our price. It doesn't matter what it is. We don't change our price according to your budget. But our budget, if you give us a budget, it helps us work and get the project that's going to fit the pricing. Now, if we decide we want to do something that's outside of your budget, that's where some financing comes in that can bridge that gap. Or we can do some things to still make it work. But if you can be honest and upfront with your siding contractor, your gutter contractor, it just gives you a better experience.
And I know you do your best to be honest and upfront in terms of your bid and sticking with that too.
Look, we don't. It's funny because we actually had one of our sales guys the other day call and say, hey, I got this really big job. The homeowners will go with it if we just knock a couple grand off of it. And our sales manager, to his credit, says, no, we don't do that. Like, our price is our price. We're not playing a game. We're not charging more and knowing that we really have all this fluff in it and just to negotiating tactics, we're going to drop the price. No, that's not it. Our price is our price. We don't play the negotiating game, but it's also we're giving you the fair price the first time. We're not starting. And that's unfortunately in our industry. It's very, I mean, I can't tell you how many conferences I've been to, and this is what we're taught. Start high. Start 20% higher than what you really want to sell the job at and negotiate it down and don't leave the living room until you get down to 20% off and that's the price. Look, that's not the right way to do it. That's just not how we do it. Plus, it doesn't build that rapport with the homeowner and that customer. Like, our price is our price. If it works, let's do business. If it doesn't, that's okay too.
Starts with that phone call. And that's what I want people to do. Just make the phone call. Have somebody come out to your house. Get the bid. Talk about all the options available to you and just get the information so you know exactly what you have available to you. 801-280-3110, 801-280-3110. If it's rain gutters, if it's a complete overhaul to the exterior of your home and everything in between, RGS is here for you. 801-280-3110 right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
I wish the season was more enjoyable for Jazz fans. All I see on Twitter is how miserable this is. Worst stretch for the Jazz in basically 50 years. It's as bad a basketball as I've ever seen in my life watching the Jazz. It's a low, and again, it's with a purpose, but this has been as unenjoyable of a basketball season as there's been in Utah, maybe ever.
When fans say that, it sounds like they're blaming the team. They didn't create the system. It doesn't behoove them to win basketball games. The Jazz didn't create the NBA system where it's actually an advantage to lose. What's the criticism? Because the criticism at halfway point is, you know, it's in your best interest to suck, right? What are you doing? And then they suck. And now people are going like, well, how dare you suck this bad? What are you talking about? Is it in their best interest to suck or not?
It is.
And that's not their fault. That's the NBA's
fault. That is the NBA's fault.
If you don't like it, then stop watching the NBA. I don't buy into that I feel bad for Jazz fans. This is the sport. This is what comes along with it.
Hear Jake Scott and Ben Anderson every day from 10 to noon on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. It's time to saddle up and talk about the winners and the losers. This is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, here's the good.
It is the good, it is the bad, it is the ugly right here on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. And Hans, it is time for a tradition unlike any other. It is our major pain in the butt. We do it before every major. We have our draft where we each get three golfers. We combine the scores, and then whoever wins ends up getting a little bragging rights.
Yeah. So we got to go back to the 2023 PGA Championship, the last time we put a major pain in the butt together. Lloyd hit an overall score of plus 34. And by the way, I keep really solid records on these things.
Right. Yep. Right,
I do. Yep. Look, you got the notes, Lloyd. You got it right in front of you.
I haven't even looked to see if you changed it. So,
well, go look because you can see.
Okay. I believe you.
You had Justin Thomas at plus 12, Xander Schauffele at plus 2, and Cam Young at plus 20. Young really got you. I came in second. I had Scottie Scheffler at 7 under, Cantlay at 1 under, and Jason Day killed me because he didn't make the cut. Gave me a plus 20. Scotty, All three of your guys made the cut, and that's how you got the win in the championship. John Rahm at plus +7, Colin Morikawa at plus +4, and Cam Smith at minus -1. You finished plus +10 overall. So you, my friend, get the opening pick of the 2024 Masters Major pain in the butt.
I'm going to go with out of the gate. Give me Scotty Scheffler.
All right. I would like to take John Rahm. Lloyd?
I am going to take Xander Schauffele.
You love Xander.
All right, we snake back on you. So, number two.
And
Boyd gets it. Yeah.
Give me Will Zalatoris.
All right, Zalatoris. I am going to take, even though I don't want to, I'm going to take Brooks Koepka. And then it's to you, right?
Yeah.
Who's your first hands?
John Rahm.
Okay.
Is somebody taking Spieth yet?
Nobody's taking Jordan Spieth.
Yeah, I'll take him.
All right.
And I think, man, that was going to be my dark horse.
I think you get one more.
Yeah, I do. You know what? I don't think he's going to win, but I think he'll at least make the cut and give me a decent score. Give me Rory.
All right. Rory is your third pick.
Are you
pick?
Making fun of me?
No, I was going to take Rory. Even though I've said it 100 times, I've taken Rory, and he's killed me in the past. But
yeah,
I actually feel like Rory's going to win this Masters.
I mean, you know, I didn't do the kiss of death in Colin Morikawa, who always kills me.
You kill Morikawa.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know which way it is, but either way, when you take him, he doesn't do anything. Give me Cam Smith on my final pick.
And I will take Victor Hovland.
Hovland's a good one. Nobody taking Tony Finau. All right, there you go. There's your major pain in the butt. Scotty, here's your team. Scotty Scheffler, Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy. Here's my team. John Rahm, Brooks Koepka, Cam Smith. And here is Lloyd's team. Xander Schauffele, Will Zalatoris, and Victor Hovland.
Let's go.
I actually like it. I think these are pretty equal teams.
Yeah, I think this is played out nicely.
Come on, Rahm. How about a repeat? When is the last time we even had a Masters repeat?
That's a good question.
I'll take a look at that. I'll get that answer for you coming up.
All right, there's your good. Let's get to the bad.
Now the bad.
All right, Scotty.
I love the video on this you sent out earlier.
Yeah. Saw this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This whole thing is bad.
Yeah.
This entire situation is disturbing and disgusting, and it just kept rolling on down into an interview that I found disturbing and ridiculous. But you got to go back to last season. Tylan Thibault Rogers, he's a running back with the Washington Huskies, was accused of some really serious sexual assault. And things kind of weighed on, and the accusals came down, and he took some time off, but he came back and played at the back end of the season. Well, fast forward to the 2024 season. They've made a coaching change. Coach Fish comes in. He takes over the Washington Huskies. And on Friday, Rogers was officially arrested, and then he was released on bond. And then yesterday, Scotty, he was officially charged with rape. He was charged with one count of second-degree rape and one count of third-degree rape. And prosecutors say the incidences occurred between late October and November of last year. Now, fast forward, you're at spring ball. Coach Fish wraps up practice. He's meeting with the media, and this is what happens.
I don't know much about it other than the fact that the ICA has suspended him indefinitely, and I don't expect him to be out here on the field.
Under your leadership, how are you going to ensure that serious allegations against your players are taken seriously?
Well, they're certainly going to be taken seriously as soon as we found out about any allegation, we suspended him indefinitely from the program, and he has nothing to do with anything that I know of.
That's not true. As soon as the first report was found out about, he was suspended for 2 weeks in December and brought back onto the team December 15th, was able to play the Sugar Bowl as well as the national championship. What do you have to say about that?
I wasn't here for that. That had nothing to do with what we do here. What I found out about, as soon as I found out about the allegations, as soon as it was brought to our attention, he's been suspended indefinitely. So I have no comment about what happened in the past. That has nothing to do with me.
Wow.
What do you think, bud?
I mean, she's not wrong.
She's not wrong. Her information's not wrong.
But she's also coming off a guy that wasn't here for that.
Right.
So should he be held responsible? Like, what do you have to say about that? Well, I wasn't here. Like, when I got here,
what do you have to
say
about
that?
What
was going on?
Oh,
then we suspended him.
It's the what do you have to say about that is like, if I'm the coach, I'm like, what do you mean?
There's a little bit of gotcha journalism there. Like, I got you. That's not what happened. And like, he's like, okay, I'm telling you.
I didn't make the call for him
to come back. You what happened when I got here. So
one thing that they could trace, I mean, look, if they want to try to push Coach Fish into a corner, they could trace back, because Tybo Rogers jumped into the transfer portal, and I believe Coach Fish was there when he was brought back out of the transfer portal and kept with the Huskies. So I guess they could go back and be like, actually, let's take a look at your relationship and your record with Tybo Rogers. How much did you influence him to come back knowing these allegations? But can we please all keep into focus that they were allegations?
Yeah.
And we are in a modern day where there are false allegations and accusals being thrown around with collegiate athletes and professional athletes. And yeah, it's a horrific thing. It is. It's a horrific thing. That's why I believe that when you find somebody in a false accusal, you have to hand them the same sentence that person that was accused would have received if they were found guilty.
Yep.
Got to do it. Because these false accusals now hold coaches in a really tough situation. Because as a coach, I'm like, well, what do I do? You know, I would ask you or Lloyd. You both have been bosses, PDs. You've hired people. If somebody on air that was under your umbrella was accused of a very serious situation, it's like, all right, how do I handle this?
Yeah.
He's been accused. He has not been arrested. He has not been charged. What do we do with this?
Well, if it's public and it's an accusation and it's under investigation, in my opinion, you suspend them indefinitely, usually with pay, while there is an investigation going on. In my opinion, you can't have them representing your organization as a voice on the radio. You just can't. It's a bad look. Now, if you get cleared, you come back, you know, you're getting paid the whole time, and then we go on and we move on. But it's just too much of a distraction. Like, suspending indefinitely is the right way to handle that.
What do you have to say about that?
Oh, jeez.
That's so tough. So Jed Fish is dealing with this the way he knows how. I mean, I think that his answer is the right one of, well, I wasn't here. Go talk to Kalen DeBoer.
100%.
Okay, Kalen DeBoer, why did you play him in that championship game?
What do you have to say about that?
All
right. Now
that's who the question's for. It's for Kalen DeBoer.
Like, you know, he should be like, ma'am, let me show you the flights to Tuscaloosa. You can go there and you can ask him about that.
I go and see how he's handling Alabama football players now. I don't know. The reason this is in the bad, I guess it could encapsulate the bad and the ugly. This is all around. It's just disgusting.
Yeah.
Now he has been officially arrested and charged. And now it's a no-brainer. Now it's not like, oh, yeah, suspended. Wait until we figure things out, and then we'll throw you on the field. It's like, you're gone, man. You're gone. Good luck in whatever jail cell you're going to find yourself in.
Yeah, and hopefully he's there for a long, long time, too. All right, Hans and Scotty, 147, coming up next, another edition of Whole World News. And then, folks, gather around the radio because the man who's become one of the more popular Twitter accounts here in the last 5 or 6 hours here in the state of Utah, we will have a chance to chat with him. He's had all kinds of updates on what's going on in the world of hockey. Frank Saravalli, who's on top of this potential Phoenix Coyotes, or is it Phoenix Coyotes or Arizona Coyotes? Anyway, the Coyotes coming to Utah. We'll talk more about that coming up at 2:05 right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Time to welcome Steve Cleveland back to the show.
Follow my storyline a little bit here. So Mark Pope gets a Kentucky job, which leaves the BYU job open. Are we going to see the return of Steve Cleveland to Provo, Utah?
That's probably not happening, but just talking about Mark and that circumstances, I can't even imagine. I would be shocked if he left after all that he's done and where they're at, what's happening. Would that be a great opportunity for Mark? Yes, absolutely. You have resources that are unimaginable. He's also got an entire team back that has a chance to do something special again next year. If Jackson Robinson stays, they're going to be picked in the top 3 or 4 in the Big 12 next year, probably. From a selfish point of view, I hope he stays because I think they've got something really special going on at BYU. But that's his choice, and we'll hear more about it, I guess, if it happens.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row. On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Go!
It's time to span the globe for the hard-hitting news you care about. Well, not really. But hey, at least we found it interesting. This is Whole World News on 97.5. KSL Sports Zone.
We've got the whole world in our hands.
You got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands.
Hands and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hope you're all having a great Wednesday. It is time for another edition of Whole World News right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Before we get to that, Hans, let's give away tickets. It's a Win Ticket Wednesday, 801-575-ZONE. You'll win a pair of tickets. See Sam Hunt at Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater coming up on August 3rd. Get those tickets.
I'm so excited about Whole World News today, and we're going to make it pretty quick. But I need your help with this one, Scotty, okay? So this came from the University of Oxford Experimental Psychologist Department. He is a doctor of science. His name is Charles Spence, and he has worked specifically with a musician and a conductor named Al Bronzo. And between Oxford University and this musician, they have come up with music that actually increases the eating experience of pasta by 30 to 40%. So what you got to do is you've got to listen to this music while you're eating this certain kind of pasta. By the way, each pasta has its own song.
So it's like wine, like a red wine pairs well with chicken kind of thing.
It's music pairing with food. Okay, so what I'm going to ask you to do is close your eyes. Lloyd, let's start with the linguine.
All right.
You've got a great linguine in front of you. It's
right.
Fresh, whatever sauce you want on it. And now you put this music on while you're eating the linguine. Now, it's taking a lot of visualization, but is this improving your linguine eating experience?
At least by 35%. No, it does not.
For a minute, I thought you were serious. I was excited about it.
What kind of sauce do I have on it?
Anything. You could do like an oyster sauce, or you could do an Alfredo.
You know what does better my like music in the background doesn't necessarily if it's like over a speaker, but live music always makes
food better.
Food better. I love going to a place where there's live music.
Let me try the spaghetti one.
Okay, give me spaghetti.
Now think of a really nice spaghetti. You do it with a marinara sauce.
Little meatballs.
Got some meat sauce. This is the spaghetti song. This is supposed to eat the... Like, when you're eating spaghetti and you're listening to this, it's supposed to... It's an arousal.
Yeah, I'm not feeling aroused at all right now.
All right. Let's try the penne. One more. This is penne pasta. That's the tube shape. You're eating penne pasta with a carbonara with heavy bacon.
Yeah, this one's annoying. This is making it sound taste worse.
Are you giving this a real freshman effort?
No. The first two were fine. This one, what the hell is this?
That's the penne song.
Lloyd's cat music is better than whatever this trash is.
I would disagree. I think that this would improve.
That sounds like a Coldplay song.
Right. Tim, does that improve your eating experience?
I don't know,
at all?
Man. I guess I'm aroused from that. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
Hey, we got a big interview coming up at 2:05. So, Tim, let's get off.
Let's get to the hockey.
Let's talk about what we got, man. So many great things down here. So many great opportunities for you to improve your home, and RGS is here to help.
Look, let's make it short so you can get to your interview, because it's a pretty big deal. But look, we're here just to help. Gutter, siding, whatever it is. We're here to help. We'd love the opportunity. We'd love to show you why we've been doing this for five generations, why we've won 17 Best of State Award winners, why we have 800 Google reviews.
Wow.
Let's make you one of those, and let's just make it happen.
801-280-3110. Like we said, short and quick here, but 801-280-3110. I know you've had a gutter issue. I know you're seeing weird coloration on the siding of your house. You're coming out of winter. Maybe you got weird coloration on the bottom part, the cement part of the house. RGS is your company. I mean, that's the place you go to help with the gutters, the siding, to get any imaging put together, to see what your project could really be in real time, real life. They can do those things for you. Tim, you guys really excel at that, taking the picture of the home and showing people what their project will look like it on completion.
That's what we're here for, man. That's it.
801-280-3110. There you go. 801-280-3110. It's RGS Exteriors right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.